they're currently still snowed under with it. The pleasing thing was there was no additions from Tuesday night. King was back out on the grass today, and certainly hopeful that he might feature maybe Tuesday. If not, then certainly the following Saturday.
You've got a lot to do with four games, but I'm sure you talk to a lot of people in the offices here at Ewood Park, Gary. Do you know exactly where you stand with regarding the summer? Do you know for a fact whether you are going to fail financial fair play at this stage? Or have you got to almost have two separate lists of players to say, in an ideal world, we'd like them, but if we're still under this embargo, we'd like them? Have you got to work under almost two different philosophies?
Yeah, 100%, but I know which philosophy we're working towards more so. Because it's at this moment in time, it's unlikely that we will be out of this embargo. We've done well in the cup run in terms of the extra finance that's generated, but that's just chipped away at it. It's barely made a scratch. So we've got ongoing conversations with the board and with the owners. We're trying to finalise a date very soon, because obviously the fixture list just didn't allow us to do that. So, you know, to sit down with everybody and sort of like thrash out a way of coming out of that. But worst case scenario, we know what, you know, we're prepared for and going down that line.
Just ask you about the Championship. What have you made of it this season, Gary, where it is totally different in terms of the promotion race than it was 12 months ago? Does it tell us it's a better standard? Does it tell us that it's a worse league than it was last year, because teams have been beaten a heck of a lot more than Burnley and Leicester were?
In my opinion, I said at the beginning of this season, this would be the hardest Championship yet. And that is, I still stand by that, the fact that there's so many teams involved. And you look at the money that people have spent as clubs, it's no coincidence that they're all fighting it out now, in my opinion.
Who's your tip for the two? There's 2 points between four of them. Yeah. Who do you think will be getting over the line after 46 games?
My tip is any two from those eight. Yeah. Is that tight? You know, I went and watched Watford last night, and the pressure was really on Watford because of what everybody had done the night before, and I thought they were impressive. But like you say, you know, the quality of the football from Bournemouth and Middlesbrough and is just fantastic. And then you've got the chasing pack, and I think a lot of people would have lost a lot of money on Derby, but now they've got Chris Martin back. I wouldn't rule them out of it still, you know. And it's really, really tight. I can't pick it.
Ask about leaders on a football pitch, Gary. Are there the same number of leaders actually in the game these days who, if you looked at it and said, we looked a little bit quiet Tuesday out there, we looked like we could do with one or two more players to say, come on, lads, we can do better than this. Is it the fact that this club are short of them, or is it a fact that the game is short of them?
You talk to coaches, managers up and down the country, and they'll all say the same thing. There's a shortage of them now. I think it's a reflection on society, not just football. But, there is a shortage. So after this interview, when the microphone's off, I'll be asking you what names you come up with.
Ask us right now, I don't mind. But
no, I don't want other people hearing it, because I don't want you to notify them, do I?
So it's a thing in the game. When you were a player, Stuart Pearson, your Forest days, didn't you? Yeah. But I bet you could go around the dressing room and name a few more, couldn't you?
Even in the days gone by when you were in the reserves, the young lads themselves placed demands and weren't afraid to point the finger and, like I say, make demands on them. Don't accept mediocre performances. And we grew up in that society, you know. It was all about winning and the importance of it, and you know, you had to fight for everything in those days. And I think that breeds the winners, the environment. So it's something that we've certainly been talking about and looking at in terms of different ways in which we can create environments where we develop leaders, because that's what we've got to do now. You know, like you say, they're not as readily available as what they once were.